If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Now, eczema is a common condition amongst Kiwi kids and adolescents. In fact, between 13 and 15% of our Kiwi kids experience the effects. Interestingly, that number's even higher for Māori and Pacifica children. Today, author Kristen Kelly has published a book for them to better understand the condition and its symptoms. It's called Mitchell Itches. And Kristen Kelly joins me now. Hi there.
Hi, Jesse. How are you?
Yeah, good. Congratulations. Nice to talk to you. How did this idea develop for you?
Well, this idea developed because I had a child in my class who had quite severe eczema. And as a teacher, I've always had children with eczema come through my door and parents with eczema as well. It's a very common condition, as you just pointed out. But this child in particular had very severe eczema, and he was just coming back out of hospital and coming back into class with wet dressings. And so I went searching for a book that showed eczema so that I could read that to my class. But unfortunately, I couldn't find anything. But I was in the habit, and I'm still in the habit, if I can't find the book, I'll write it for my class and illustrate it for myself in my very clumsy way. And so that's what I did. And I read it out to my class. And that was on about the third day that this child had come back. And about halfway through, I look up and I look at this sea of little children. They're about 6 years old. And this little boy's right in the middle of the pack, and he's beaming. And he's beaming from ear to ear because it's the first time he's ever seen himself represented in a book as the main character. And it was just fantastic. And it just really brought home to me the importance of children who are a little bit different being mirrored in the books that we read to them.
So that
they're represented, they're not invisible. But it got even better because, you know, when I got to the end of the story, this kid is still grinning and grinning and grinning, but all these little hands shoot up. And I'm like, oh, yes, you know, what? And all these other kids are going, I've got eczema. I've got eczema. And they're pointing to little red spots on their skin. And I thought, oh, my goodness, we've just made eczema desirable. You know, so it's fantastic.
Yeah. Did you have to understand something about the condition, about the medical side of the condition, before you sort of chanced writing a book for mass publication?
Oh, absolutely. Well, I was a nurse before I was a teacher, and I've had eczema my whole life, and two of my boys have had eczema. So it's a condition I understand very well. But I think the nursing background was very helpful,
yeah.
And having walked the path as well. That helped as well.
So that initial thing that you created, I think you'd done the drawings, and then at some stage you teamed up with Amelina Jones.
That's right. Well, I hadn't really thought about publication of the books that I'd written at school, but then during COVID, a friend of mine asked me to review her book that she was going to submit, and she said, well, you should try with yours. And that's when I submitted Mitchell Itches, and it got accepted. And yes, they buddied me up with Amelina, and I love her pictures. I think she's really brought him to life.
Who is the book aimed at?
Well, it's primarily aimed at children with eczema, because I just think when children see themselves in a book, they feel like they matter. Representation matters, and stories have the power to transform us. So primarily for those kids with eczema, but it's also for all of the other kids who are not like that, so that they can sort of step through that door and know what it's like to have eczema, because then they develop an empathy for this character. And through empathy, you stop bullying, because once they have an understanding of the condition, they're much less likely to bully. But it's also for caregivers, for parents, because it reinforces good eczema care. You know, it's not a story about eczema care. It's deliberately, but it does show what good eczema care is, what helps and what doesn't.
Has it inspired you to perhaps write another book?
It certainly actually has, yes. Well, I entered the Joy Cowley competition last year, and I was very lucky, and I won that.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
I missed that. Is that for this book?
Yeah. Pardon?
Was that for this book?
No, it's another one. It's a book called The Squeakling. Oh, it's coming out. Yeah, it's coming out later this year.
Okay. Oh, you know what you're doing. Yes. Well done on this.
Oh, thank you.
Really neat idea. And for any parent or grandparent listening who has been through this with their own child, I'm sure it would be very welcome. So thanks so much and good luck with the book.
Oh, thanks, Jesse. Kia ora.
Kristen Kelly. The book is called Mitchell Itches.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.